Hi, hello, CRM family. In my previous letters, I talked about the first three steps and the meaning behind them. Today, I want to talk about step seven and humility. So how do we define humility? Most of us will read attributes about humility and decide we need to be humble. We wake up in the morning and say, well, since I was such a jerk with someone yesterday, I am going to be humble today. Yesterday I was a jerk, but today I'll be humble. So you work at being humble, you practice it, but it doesn't work. We are powerless to do that in our human condition. We are unable to walk in humility. We are too caught up in self and too prideful to ask God for guidance. True humility must be a breakthrough of denial and being in true relationship with God. Humility is recognizing the truth about ourselves, looking at both the positive and negative. If we stay in truth about ourselves every day, then we can stay in humility. In true form, if we stay in the knowledge and awareness of who we are in Jesus Christ, and who we were in the flesh, the outcome of that thought process will be humility. It is impossible to be prideful when we take no credit for anything we do other than raising our hands and say, yes, I will. Thank you for reading, and I hope everyone has a happy Thanksgiving, and I will see you all next Monday, 5 pounds heavier. Hey.